This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 148 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, you already know where we are. We're on the river. The river of time. And we're going traveling through the 80s now. And last week kicked off the 80s movies. And now this week we're continuing with the 80s movies. A little movie called Roadhouse. Now, Alex kind of spoiled this last week, but when's the last time you saw this movie?
I absolutely never heard of it, or I never even saw the damn movie until now. And again, this is the cool thing about this podcast of action movies, because we're watching a lot of first time here. I mean, we're 148 episodes in, and we've seen a lot of first time watches. So
both of us. So that's very good. All right. So I've seen this a couple of times. I saw it I saw it for the first time in 2017, because my old podcast, someone requested that I review it, and then I've seen it a few times since then. So we're going to be reviewing it now. Before we do, of course, this movie came out 1989, so it's just at the tail end of the 80s. It's almost a 90s movie. And before we get into the review, you already know we're going to give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, Alex, this one, not looking too good. Not looking too good on the old Rotten Tomatoes. And if, as a matter of fact, it looks pretty bad. Okay. This has a critic score of 37%. They hated it. Did not like it. Critics said, this is doo-doo. And audiences liked it a little bit better. A 66% audience score. So it is fresh with audiences. It is rotten with critics. Without spoiling your review, could you see these numbers kind of being a reality?
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah, pretty hands down. Yeah.
I can pretty much see this now. Okay, and then a new thing we're going to start doing is right before we review, just going to give you a synopsis. If you've never seen Roadhouse, if you've never even heard of it, like Alex, here's what the movie is about. This is the official synopsis from IMDb. It says, A tough bouncer is hired to tame a dirty bar. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's like the most basic kernel of a synopsis.
Yeah.
We're about to confirm if that's true or not, but spoiler alert, that's pretty much what it's about, but there's so much more. So, Alex, I don't want to waste any more time, because I've been waiting for you to watch this so that we can discuss it right now. So, without further ado, I'm going to let you take it over. Of course, the main character is Dalton. He is Dalton, and he is played by Patrick Swayze. Please. Take it away.
All right. So, you know, it's crazy. I seen Ghost. I seen Dirty Dancing. You know, that's pretty much it when it comes to
Point Break. So
But as him as the, well, yeah, I guess I was going to say lead. He's not the lead in this one. He is the lead in this one. I'm saying like in Point Break, you got Keanu Reeves as the main dude. Yeah. So anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a few movies I seen with him. So, oh man, Roadhouse. It's a quirky freaking movie. It's a quirky movie, but it's actually really good. I kind of enjoy Patrick Swayze in this. Now, I don't know what's up with the 80s with the whole fetish of doing butt naked yoga outside. This is like
Tai Chi or something like that by the river.
We got this movie. We got Blue Thunder with the chick in the window.
I remember that.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird yoga-ness in a lot of 80 films. But this one was actually pretty cool. Was Patrick Swayze a believable bouncer? But it worked for what it was. I love his hairdo. That dude is like the Riggs, but by 10, like times 10 Riggs mullet. And I liked it. But I liked it's crazy. Like, I don't see much as the Swayze-ness on screen, but he's a really good actor. Like, a really good, like, I'm not even lying to you. Like, this is like this is the first film I've seen for Patrick Swayze in a long time, because I don't watch none of his films. And he was really good of an actor. Like, he was very believable when he walked in and he was like, you gotta go. Peace. Yeah. Like, he was kicking dudes out. The only thing is, I didn't like the fighting much. Like, the way he does the fighting, it just felt very 80s. Like, I mean, we're so used to the modern, you know, everything has to look realistic. His Tai Chi was kind of funny. I mean, he's a karate dude. Look, he was really good. To be honest with you, I thought his character is very strong. He's a very hard-nosed, by the code, There's a reason why people hire him to fix bars and do everything. And I thought it worked for this movie. I thought it was really cool. And I thought it was a stupid ass premise when I was watching it. I was like, this dude is just, this is so dumb. But then I started to love the Swayze-ness. And I was like, this is actually really good. It was something about the Swayze aura. And I was like, yo, this is cool. Now, what made the movie, is Patrick Swayze's character. He's very badass. He could do all this stuff. And I loved it. I love the blind guitar player. I was like, this dude is cool. Yeah.
It's a real band, by the way.
Yeah. He was awesome, and I liked it. I said, you know what? That guy is cool. He'll be my band. Then they have my boy from Tombstone, Sam Elliott, in it. And I said, this dude.
Youngish. Sam Elliott.
I like Sam Elliott, and I have something about the voice. He has a sexy voice. And I was like, this dude is so freaking good. Sam Elliott is a very underrated actor. Not many people talk about him as much. I mean, he goes with the Oscars and stuff. But in terms of action movies, he's been in Tombstone, Ghost Rider. He's been in freaking, now I've seen him in Roadhouse. Roadhouse. Yeah.
Yep.
I liked him. I thought the dynamic between Patrick Swayze, Dalton, and his character was awesome. I thought it was really good. I liked it. I gave him a 4.5. I think he's a very strong character for an 80s movie. And now finding out that the critics gave it a 32, kind of understand why when we break it down on the other categories. But in terms of a character, I think this is a strong one, to be really honest with you.
This is one of those movies that will either hit you or it will not hit you. Either you will strap in and go along with what this movie's doing, or you will say, this is the stupidest movie I've ever seen. Those are essentially the two reactions. I'm in team one. I don't know why, but this movie, I love it. I gave him a 5. I gave him a 5.
He's just
Dalton. He has one name. Okay. Dalton. First of all, he's just Dalton. He has an aura. Everywhere he goes, people are, that's Dalton. Anytime you set up a character like that, where like every bar in America knows who he is because he's the most elite bouncer of all time. That's such a stupid sentence I just said, but that's the movie they're making. You just got to go with it. And in this world, he is a world-renowned bouncer master who trains other bouncers to be the most elite squadron of bouncers there ever was. And it's terribly stupid. But also within the context of this film, he's a badass. You don't mess with Dalton. He gets shot. He gets stabbed. He gets in fights. It doesn't matter. He rips a guy's throat out. Okay. He's notorious. You remember earlier, they're like, I heard he ripped a guy's throat out. And they're like, no way, man. No way. He killed a man. No way. He's like legends. And then when he finally does it, you're like, yes, he really did kill a guy by ripping out his throat. I love it. I think he's great. I like him with the girl. I like their dynamic, honestly, with him and the doctor. Yeah. It is one of the most 80s, even though it came out at the end of the 80s, it has to be one of the most 80s movies that there ever was, if we're being honest. Like, there's tons of nudity. There's tons of violence. There's like one of the weirdest, most bizarro premises ever. There's a bunch of solid actors and it's a really over the top cheesy movie. But it's the good kind. You know what I mean? In my opinion, it's the good kind. So I think he was great. I gave him a 5. You really hit the nail on the head, though. I think he's maybe underrated actor. I like everything I see Patrick Swayze and I like him. There's not many movies that I watch where I'm like, wow, Patrick Swayze sucks. I always think he's solid. And I love him as Dalton. I think he looks cool. He plays the part cool. And I love him and Sam Elliott. Like their whole like, it's not quite father-son, mentor and mentee. You know what I mean? Like the guy he looks up to who trained him and taught him everything he knows type of thing. Loved it. A 5 for me. Okay, main villain. This is, of course, played by Ben Gazzara as Brad Wesley.
Okay, the villain. I gave him a 5. This villain, we don't throw out 5 for villains much. I mean, I did it on the Bournes, but that was a different situation because that was a government thing and that worked for that.
Yeah.
But for villain. We don't throw out villains much. This dude is a poster child. No, you don't. Yeah. This is a poster child to villain, okay? This guy's a dick, and I loved it. He was really good. The guy was very menacing. You don't mess with his people, and he takes all your money. He's like a bully of the town. He takes the money. He does all this stuff. He kills people. He's killed Sam. He killed. Are we spoiling it?
Yeah, of course. We spoil everything on the show.
He kills. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he kills Sam Elliott. Pissed me off. I was like, no way. And
he leaves a note on his. He leaves a note, a paper note in his knife. What is that? That's so crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? And then, what got me even mad, and I said, this guy is a 5 off the bat, is when he took the big ass monster truck and he went through the new car lot. And I was like, this is the movie that's going to give this guy a automatic 5. Look, the villain was he was really evil when he had to be evil. He was, it's just crazy because, like, he's the total package of a villain. He fought Patrick Swayze at the end. I mean, it wasn't as a great
fight. He tried, though.
But he did. Yeah, he got his ass whooped. He did that. You see him menacing the town if they didn't apply to his rules and giving him his money. And I thought it worked. I said, this is a great freaking villain. And I was like, it reminded me of a Western movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you go right into, like, a town and this is that one, like, mad dog, you know, woof woof. And you're like, holy crap. Yeah. Like, you know, you have to go through him. And I liked it. I said, this is actually pretty good. So I give him a 5.
You hit the nail on the head with the Western reference. This reminded me of like a Tombstone or whatever. There's like the guy and he has his group of people and they make everyone in the town pay them money. And if you don't pay them money, they'll destroy your business. You know, like you got Red, the car guy, who I love. He blows up his friggin' car store. The monster truck scene has to be one of the best, like one of the funniest, but also really mean scenes in an action movie as far as a villain is concerned. Yeah. It's hilarious to think that this dude just rolled up with a monster truck and drove it through an entire store, a car store. But also, if you really think about it, it's like, man, that's jacked up. You can't sell any of those cars. They're all destroyed. It's a lot of money. I think Ben Gazzara is great in this. I love how he plays the role. Honestly, I like when he's like, when Dalton comes to his house, he's like, you want some breakfast? You want some dinner? He's like, you're just being nice to him. Like, it's like, even though all this stuff has already happened, hey, come sit down, whatever. When he makes the lady, and the music part cracks me up. She's listening. He's like, turn off that music. He's like so mad. He gets really mad about not that big of deal stuff. And then is also kind of nice, but he's fake nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a great villain. It's a great villain. You're right. It's over the top, but everything in this movie is over the top. So it works. It's not like he's over the top and the rest of the movie is dead serious. You know what I mean? It's all over the top. So it works. So I also do not give out. I mean, it's rare.
Yeah.
But if you're talking a villain that fits their movie and is like a really horrible person, and you know, we always mark for they got to do something against the hero, even if they try to shoot him, something. It can't just be all henchmen. And he tries. There's some spear throwing at the end. It gets wild. I give him a 5. I think he is a great villain. This is a great villain character. He has all these henchmen. I hate them all. I hate the way they all look. I hate the way they all talk. And I think that's the goal. You know, you're not supposed to like him. So yeah. I kind of like him. I think he's funny. So yeah, I mean, great villain. I agree with you. A 5 out of 5 for me. Okay, action.
5. I know we're rating 80s and, you know, we have our criteria on how we're going to score these. This had everything you want in an action movie. You had hand-to-hand. You had explosions. You had not car chase, but you deal with the big wheel crashing through stuff. So I call that a car crash.
Destruction.
You had a lot of destruction. You had the explosions were very good in this movie. I mean, you could tell they were really planned but it is what it is, 80s movies.
Yeah.
But it worked for me because it was a small town. So I thought it worked very well. The fights, I mean, 80s fight scenes, you know, these guys are not training for like 6 to 8 weeks before filming, you could tell. But I thought it worked. And one of my favorite scenes, like I said, I liked the monster truck going through. And I liked the fight between Patrick Swayze and that other guy who did the other ninja thing. In the bar fight.
Yeah.
I thought that was
By the lake at nighttime.
Yeah, that was actually when they blew up Mason's house or something like that.
Yeah, the old man.
Elliot, was it? I think it was Elliot or some. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The guy who rented him the house in the farm.
Yeah.
He runs in to save him and then he finds him. But anyway, I thought that was a good fight sequence. I like the bar fights. I'm going to be really honest with you. The bar fights got a little comical in the beginning. But then I think once he started to lay down the rules, I thought the fight started to be actual fight. Like, you know, we'll take this outside. And then you see all of them fighting. And I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, you know what? I was like, that was actually a pretty good fight. Then you learn Swayze's throat catch. Like, he So honestly, as an overall package for an 80s movie, I think you have everything that the 80s offer you in terms of action, over the top explosions, you know, fighting. You got some destruction everywhere and you got shooting. So what more can you ask for? So I gave it a 5. I thought this worked.
This movie has a ton of action. Mm-hmm. This is not an action film with like a little bit of action. It's like there's talking. It's almost an action movie with a little bit of talking rather than a little bit of action, you know, because from the very first scene, it shows bar fights, you know, and I agree. I like the way the bar fights are done. They get like progressively bigger, especially when it gets to the double deuce. And that place is just like a madhouse. Just people throwing each other everywhere and breaking tables. And he's just standing there. He's never scared. He's just cool. Walks up to the thing. They're all overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. I like the fight. I even like the smaller fights, like the one outside when the guys come and they like busting all the liquor bottles. Okay, this scene is so hilarious to me. I don't know why. I don't know if you noticed it. Patrick Swayze comes outside and they're like breaking all his booze. They're like, you're not going to sell this booze around here. And he goes outside and he starts fighting them. And the one guy just keeps picking up the things and throwing them on the floor. Like he's trying to finish throwing them before he gets, you know, before he gets involved in the fight. And it makes me laugh every single time. It's like, he's trying so fast to hurry up that he doesn't, you know, to be involved in the fight. And it's like a little thing that if you watch it and notice it, you'll probably have a good laugh. You got a car flipping through the, like driving over a little fence and flipping in the air and blowing up. There's explosions. There's destruction. It is all very 80s. So you're not going to see like some perfect execution of camera work or, you know, fight choreography. You ain't getting that. It's not that kind of movie.
No.
But as far as a pinnacle of 80s style of action, I think this is very good. Very up there. I give it a 4, but you know, I'm a little bit of an action snob. So it's fine. I give it a 4, but there is a ton. There is a ton. And a lot of hand-to-hand fights. And knives and guns and everything. There's like everything. You're right. You called it. So a 4 for me, but it's good. Okay, storyline.
All right, this is where let's get back to reality. I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great storyline. It's a simple premise. A guy goes to a town, helps out this bar, and then the bar goes, you know, becomes, you know, fluitions, and then he tries to get rid of the evil, right? And you already read it in the beginning, so I don't have to even talk about it. But I will say this. The cool thing about this movie, though, unless you like nerds like me and Nate, and I don't even know if Nate noticed it, is that you see the progression of the band playing behind the gate, and then it goes right to No More Gate. They're not performing in front of the gate. No one's throwing bottles at them. So it's pretty cool when you see the progression of the bar. It went from a small establishment to a big establishment. You see the band's looking nervous. And then, well, the guy was blind, but you can see the other guys were kind of nervous and stuff when they were throwing stuff. But you got to see them feeling comfortable being on stage. So I thought that worked very well. Again, I'm a nerd. Every time there's music stuff, I always look at that stuff. But I thought
they put some good songs in this.
They had some great songs. Yeah, it was. I was there with Patrick Swayze, like, yo, give me coffee too. Because I was
there's like long segments of like music. Too,
yeah,
like the bar.
It was very good blues music too, bluesy, and I liked it. Music. I thought it was Stevie Ray Vaughan playing on the music. I don't know if you know who he is. Is a blues guitarist that died. I thought it was his music because he sounded just like him, the blind dude. And I was just like, okay, you got me there. But anyway, the soundtrack was really good. It complimented the movie. But again, in terms of the storyline, you got love. He fell in love with someone. You got the douchey villain. You got his brother in arms and he dies. So he gets even angry. And then at the end, he saves the day. So I think this is a total package, 80s greatness. I gave it a 4. It is a great storyline.
Yeah, we got to pump the brakes a little bit, but not that much because I also gave it a 4. Because again, you know, I think movies in general, we've done, this is our 148th review, just action movies. And not all movies are created equal.
No.
And you have to score the movie based on the kind of movie it is. And this is a odd movie with a goofy storyline. And I can totally see someone who's a little bit more highbrow, like if you're into more artsy movies or highbrow dramas or whatever, looking at this premise and being like, this is the stupidest thing I ever saw, 1 out of 5 or 0. And I wouldn't be able to argue them on it. But if it hits you, and it's the kind of cheesy 80s movie you like, then I think you have to score it within that context. As a cheesy 80s movie, you could still have a bad story. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't think this one does. This one has a story that within its world makes a lot of sense, right? He's a bouncer. He travels. He gets hired to do a job. He's basically, this is a Western. He's basically a sheriff who's hired to come in and clean up this town, yeah. The town being the bar. You know what I mean? He comes in. He has a mentor guy. He falls in love with a local woman who has history with the main villain. Wants everybody to pay their taxes, and it is just an updated version of a Western set in modern times in the 80s. You know what I mean? And it works. I think it works. Yeah. If someone made this movie and made it an old timey Western and it's the same storyline, nobody would say it's a stupid movie. But because it's set in the 80s, people are going to say it's a really stupid movie. So, and it is. We're not going to sit here and lie to you and be like, this is genius writing. And no, there's a lot of dumb dialogue and real cheesy stuff, but it works. And so, yeah, I gave the story a 4. Like I said, I like the mentor thing with him and Sam Elliott. I like the relationship with him and the girl. I think, you know, well, in typical 80s fashion, it progresses a little bit fast. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. It worked. And yeah, overall, I gave it a 4. I think it's a good, especially if you watch it with that lens, you know, like this is a Western made in the 80s, but it's set in the 80s. Yeah. How does that work? It works as that. So a 4 for me. Okay, overall.
Oh, 4.5. This is a great movie. I mean, you know, can I knock it down? Yeah, I could. But you know what? I really enjoyed myself. And that's the whole point of overall. Yeah. Did I enjoy this movie out of a 5 scale? And I did. I thought Patrick Swayze was awesome in this movie. I thought the storyline was great. I love Western movies. Everyone knows it on this channel. And this is right up the alley without cowboys or anything. It just worked. Yeah. For me, it worked very well. You got the entire package in this. I'm not going to hold this up too much. So I gave it a 4.5. I think this is an actual really good 80s film.
You know what? We have the same score on that because I also give it a 4.5 for 9 out of 10. Now, is this a 9 out of 10 or equivalent to like, you know, some modern? No. But it is for the genre it's in. I think it's fantastic. But you know what it really is? It's just a lot of fun. Like, this is a fun movie to watch. Like I said, it has... What do you need? Well, like, what else do you need? You got a karate fighting bar bouncer who travels around. There's tons of boobs in this movie. There's tons of blood. There's explosions. There's beer. There's motorcycles. There's boobs. This has everything you want if you like these kind of movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you need? I don't know what you need, but you need to watch Roadhouse if you haven't seen it. That's what you need to do. It's really good. It's super entertaining. I laugh when I watch it. I think there's a lot of like funny parts, like the guy smashing all the beer bottles. I don't know why. It just cracks me up. It looks so funny. Patrick Swayze's the man in this. Ben Gazzara's the man in this as the villain. Sam Elliott is just cool as a cucumber in this movie. So I got a 4.5 as well. You got a 4.5. What's your total?
All right. And one before I even go on, for those of you out there that's WWE wrestling fans, you got Terry Funk in the movie.
That's right.
Is in the movie for all you wrestlers.
He's the original lead bouncer who then becomes a henchman for the bad guy.
Yeah. So for those of you, I was shocked. I said, that's the one man, Terry. That's Chainsaw Charlie.
When he fires him, it's so funny. He's like, you're out of here. You don't have the temperament. Yeah. And he gets mad immediately. It's like, well, that's why you got fired.
Right? Yeah. Like, so,
and Keith David is in this, by the way. Keith David guy. In a tiny part as a bartender. He was already famous at this point, and he's in like 2 scenes. It's weird.
No, it's actually pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you got a pretty good like supporting cast, and you got wrestlers here. It worked. Terry Funk was actually pretty good. He fit the movie, to be honest with you. It was a henchman, and it worked very well. I thought it was really good. I gave it a 23 flat. I think this is actual for me. It's a 23 out of a 25. I think this is something I would put in my collection. Now, I don't know what format this is in, because I watched it digital, for those of you out there.
This has, and the one I watch it on, Shout Select Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. So it's got nice features on it. Like it gives a lot to a movie like this. So if you want it on Blu-ray, Shout Select. I think it's like number 2 in the line. It was early on release. And the Blu-ray looks nice. It's good.
Oh, so no 4K transfer.
Not yet. Probably not ever. Well, maybe. I don't know. Nowadays, who knows? They'd be picking random, like Alligator got a 4K, so who knows?
That's true. Alligator 1 and 2 got a 4K. So anything's possible now that Alligator 1 and 2 is out.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, I gave it a 23 out of a 25. Neat.
I have a 22.5. We're half a point off. I think this is a lot of fun. I could see this being, you know, I'm not surprised when you said you didn't see it. It is one of those under the radar movies. You either saw it a long time ago or you're just now catching up. There's no like nobody saw this in like 2006 for the first time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You either saw it when you were a kid and you liked it, or you're watching it now and you're like, dang, I like it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of stupid. It's a lot of cheese, but you'll have a good time watching with some friends and you'll probably have a blast. So 22 and a half for me. All right. Now, this is so far 80s. Pretty good. This is pretty this good. This movie is the definition of a action movie guys movie. You know it what
is.
I mean? Like
it is.
This fits our brand pretty well. Now, next week, we got a couple of interesting picks. We will be continuing the Bourne movies, Bourne Legacy.
Yeah.
Starring Hawkeye and Black Widow's mom. And then we will be going to our we got a milestone coming up. Alex, I don't know if you knew this, but episode number 150. I can't believe we've done 150 of these movies. I have the schedule for the next like 150 still, like already made. 150th movie is a big boy. This is like, as far as historical classic films, is a big boy. We're doing some Top Gun. Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, right? Little Tony Scott directing.
Yes.
I haven't seen it in years.
Anthony Edwards.
Got it in 4K. I'm ready to pop the Anthony Edwards and his mustache.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer. So we got some Iceman. We got some Maverick. We're going to be doing Top Gun. That's going to be a live show. So you guys want to make sure next week, live show. So be there at YouTube. Alex can give you all the details. But 150th episode, Top Gun. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I don't know if we should wear our flight suits.
I'm going to wear a helmet.
Yes, I'm going to wear my Star Wars helmet.
I'll just lift up the flap to talk.
I'm going to wear my X-Wing helmet.
Do it. Yeah, you should do it.
That would be hilarious. Anyway, guys, if you want to support us on our social media account, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you can head over to youtube.com/geeks. And Flix. Now, again, we're doing our 150th episode live for you guys on YouTube on Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, Geeks and Flix on YouTube. But with that said, guys, he's your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.